So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, time for all your guesses as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories, try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out, and we just lost them, didn't we?
We did.
All right. You guys are going to play amongst yourselves. So, the categories today, we have the best winter vacation destinations for warm weather lovers. If you want to get out of here and go someplace warm, it's also affordable and fun. These are the top 10 cities to do that. I also have it broken down by state, if that'll help you guys out. Also, we have the most fun cities in America. This was just released today from Mawalado. They compared more than 180 U.S. cities across 65 key metrics, ranging from fitness clubs per capita. I don't know how that's fun.
Super fun.
To movie costs, to the average business hours of breweries. All kinds of different stuff, isn't
it? That is fun.
How late bars stay open?
That is fun.
Live venues, all those different things. So where do you guys want to go? Do you guys want to go the funnest cities in America or the best destinations for warm weather lovers?
Ted, I would say go fun, because while I don't think Denver's fun, you thought Denver was fun, we know that Denver's on the list. So clearly you have tapped into something I just don't understand.
All right. I'll give you some of the stats real quick.
All right.
Las Vegas, Nevada has the most restaurants per square foot and routes of any population in the United States.
I believe that.
Which is 21% higher than Pearl City, Hawaii.
Of course.
The city with the lowest. Still can't figure that town out. I gotta go. Just to go, like, why is this place get such a bad rap?
All the time.
Well, again, you don't want to... It sucks that it's a realistic thing. It's like, generally, there's a major base around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best part of where you want to be.
San Francisco, Boston, Jersey City, and Columbia, Maryland. They have the highest share of the population with walkable park access, which is higher than Fayetteville, North Carolina, the city with the lowest. Las Vegas, believe it or not, this is crazy, has the most playgrounds per square root of population.
Do they mean for adults and children or just children?
Just children, which is 24 times more than Gilbert, Arizona, the city with the least.
Isn't that a retirement community?
I know
that would explain
a
lot.
I know Mesquite is, but I don't.
All right.
Yeah. San Francisco has the most dance clubs per square root of population.
Yep.
Which is 75% times higher than Henderson, Nevada, with the fewest. And finally, Corpus Christi, Texas, they have the lowest movie cost, which is lower than the two highest. That would be Los Angeles and Long Beach, California. So some of the metrics there, but these are the top 20 most fun cities in America. You guys get 10. We'll call it a day. I'm giving you no clues based on the fact that the category is going to have 20 possibilities.
Did we get Denver?
Yes, number 12, Ted. Denver, Colorado, number 12 on the list.
I'd say New York City.
New York City's number 14 on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always had
New
a
York,
good time.
New York, New York. Yeah, me too.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is number one. That, as they say, is the funnest city in America, and I think it's earned that title.
It's earned. I cannot believe you said Nashville is not on this list.
Nashville's not on the list.
Wow.
That's not in the top 20.
How about New Orleans?
New Orleans, number 5.
All right.
Okay. You guys have gotten 4 out of the 10. I'm going to make you keep going, though.
Now, Ted, I was going to say D.C. Didn't it qualify as
What was it again? Fitness clubs?
There's 65 metrics on it.
Right. I mean, you got parks, you definitely have fitness clubs, you got a lot of bars.
Restaurants.
Ton of restaurants.
Nightlife.
We'll go to D.C.
D.C.
Number 19.
All right. Barely. So but we got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Snuck one in.
Miami.
Number 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
No strikes. You guys have got 6 out of the 20.
It's got to be something in the Midwest, right?
And we got Denver.
Like Chicago.
Ooh, Chicago's strong. What do you think, Austin?
I love Austin, but Nashville not being on there scares me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's go Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois, number 11.
All right.
Some of these you're not going to believe.
All right. Now, what about a play? It's not my speed, but Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh, number 4.
Yeah, he did say lemon pepper.
He did say that, yep.
Think about amusement.
So, L.A.? Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. Number 2. Got the top 5, New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, Vegas.
Say what you want about Orlando, but the prices are ridiculous and everything else, but you've been down there. Like, it is a paradise for kids.
But the prices are ridiculous at the parks. Once you're not at the park, Orlando is dirt cheap. At least by the standards of Seattle, it's dirt cheap.
I will say this, Universal, if you've never been to Universal Studios, I know you're a Disney apologist, but I'm telling you,
Universal has better rides.
Very good for adults.
Yeah.
More so.
And a lot of those hotels are just massive.
They are incredibly
massive.
Like
pools, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Going back to amusement, Six Flags, where did that start out at?
I mean, you could put Houston in there. Oh, Houston. Right?
Houston, number 6.
Houston, do not know how that's on the list.
Yep. These are the funnest cities in America.
And do we go with like Anaheim or L.A. like you were saying?
Probably L.A. in general.
Right.
An Anaheim part of L.A. or
I think so. I think it's like
you want to go to Los Angeles?
LA. Los Angeles.
Number 17.
All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Mike, you were just in one of these cities not too long ago.
Tampa.
Tampa 16.
All right.
Now, what was fun about Tampa? I know Hooters started there. I know it's on the water. It's a beautiful city, but what else?
They had a really nice river walk out there. You know, I was kind of condensed to this one particular location within the city, but they've got a lot of bars that are out there, a lot of restaurants and whatnot. Sure. So.
There's also a Busch Gardens, Tampa. I'm pretty sure.
There is.
Yep.
So you know, one of the things that helps, like when you're in Florida, not Jacksonville, but all those other places, man. Sorry, man, but I think you'll agree.
Well, Jacksonville is deep Georgia.
It is deep Georgia. Because it's so hot that there's just a lot of outdoor dining and there's a lot of outdoor bar culture. So even if the restaurants and bars aren't that exciting itself, just the value it adds to street life, right? Well, so you walk down to think you're having a good time, you haven't actually done anything.
And it's the week before Thanksgiving and I'm out there in shorts. It's nice and sunshining outside. They've got every major sport, I think.
Yeah.
They got the Tampa Bay Lightning. They got the Tampa Bay Bucks. They got the Tampa
Rays.
They have basketball?
No.
They don't, but Orlando does.
All right.
Which is like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
All right, this...
What do you think, San Francisco?
Let's go San Fran.
Number 7.
All right.
This city has the highest population of adult entertainment in the United States per capita.
Portland.
Portland, number 9.
Damn, Ted.
Well...
I didn't even act like you were thinking about it.
Well, it's a well-known stat for some of us.
For some of us.
And Portland, I will say, Portland has a lot of cool stuff down there, too.
It does. It does, for sure.
Ted, one of the cities you've been to lately.
It is Austin.
It is Austin, number 8.
Nice. Austin has a lot of great parks.
Is it the entertainment fun city you expect?
It's awesome. And 6 runs all the way through the city. So you could be like, my buddy lives on West 6. Dirty 6 is like where all the college students are.
Right.
West 6 is great. And then even over in East Austin, there's still like
bars. Is it walkable?
I think it depends where
depends on where you plant
your flag. Like, yeah. Wherever you end up in Austin, there's a lot of things that are walkable, but you can't really get to everything in Austin.
Right, like Friday night, we just stayed in East Austin. We could walk around, but to get over to, like, West 6, right. It's the other side of town.
You guys are getting 15 out of the 20, no strikes.
Damn.
Now's where it gets hard.
All right, so I'm just looking at some of the comments on YouTube. I like one guy says, and it makes complete sense, Branson, Missouri.
Oh, you know what? That's not a bad guess. I mean, but if Nashville's not on the list.
No. That's a good point.
How about just something random like Minnesota?
Well, what city?
St. Paul?
Minneapolis?
Or Minneapolis. Sorry. Jesus.
Not on the list.
Or like St. Louis.
St. Louis, number 13.
There we go.
Really?
Yep. Is that fun, Ted? I've never been there.
St. Louis, I mean,
it's got its own charm.
It does.
All right, that's fair.
It's got
fair
the arch assessment. And everything.
It's got good Budweiser out there.
It's also got it does have good barbecue. It's good food. It also has the second largest Mardi Gras outside of New Orleans.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
What about Boston?
Boston is not fun.
Oh.
I think they're too mad. Here are your results.
You're not having fun today, okay?
Just not doing it.
One's pretty close to us.
Pretty close
besides
to
Portland.
Us.
Besides Portland.
Yeah.
Tacoma.
No, not Tacoma.
Pretty close.
I have a good time in Tacoma, though.
Seattle.
Seattle's number 20.
All right.
Speaking of Tacoma, big shout out real quick to Josh at the Verizon store at Tacoma Mall. He hooked me up yesterday with a brand new phone.
Hey, they got good Saturday, folks down there. Was.
Thank you. One would be west of here.
Ooh, Honolulu?
Honolulu, oh, 18.
Right. Damn.
One more in Florida. This is kind of near the Miami area.
Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale.
Nah, to me, it's all the same. I know it's a different place.
And believe it or not, number 10 on the list you guys didn't get is in the state of Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Cleveland?
You gonna guess Cincinnati?
No, hang on.
Where's the big...
There's Columbus, there's Akron, which is just...
But where's the amusement park? Where's Cedar...
Cincinnati's got the aquarium.
Sandusky? No. Where is Cedar Point?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
It's up near northwest Pennsylvania, like Erie kind of area, so they have all that
it's
stuff.
It's got to be Cincinnati or Cleveland.
It's got to be one of those two.
Cleveland, I don't know, man. Honestly, I think it's Cincinnati.
Cleveland sucks, so maybe it's fun.
But Cleveland's got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too.
Cleveland...
It's Cincinnati.
It's
what?
Yeah.
Here's your top 20 most fun cities in America, according to WalletHub. Seattle, Washington at 20, D.C. 19, Honolulu's 18, 17, L.A., Tampa 16, 15, Fort Lauderdale, New York 14, 13 is St. Louis, Missouri. 12, Denver, 11, Chicago, Cincinnati above Chicago at 10.
We need
Portland
to go.
At number 9, Austin, Texas 8, 7, San Francisco, Houston 6, New Orleans 5. Atlanta 4, Miami 3, Orlando 2, and your number one most fun city in America, that would be Las Vegas, Nevada.
There you go.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.